This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. You can actually control the content. You find something online you think's interesting, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is you've suggested. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the site. So get over there and get interactive. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Also, we've been off and on discussing the state of news, print, media, the daily publications out there that are having a pretty tough time. There was another story about, I think it was Warren Buffett, who bought something like 64 newspapers, paid $146 million for it, and he's talking about how all these papers need to go ahead and start putting up paywalls so they can have an industry presence that is all hidden behind a paywall in the hopes that they'll be able to convince their readers to become paying subscribers online. And I guess the hope that people will value their reporting higher than they value the free reporting that they'll be able to get from indie media publications and other free blogs and other internet-based sources of news and information. That's the plan, at least, and Buffett's not the only one with that plan. According to David Simon, this is from Poynter.org, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R.org, David Simon, whose HBO series Treme chronicles life in post-Katrina New Orleans, told Poynter that the Times-Picayune's decision to cut publication to 3 days per week and cut their staff, this is the major one of the major papers in New Orleans, the Times-Picayune, he says it's grievous news, as it would be for any American city. He praised the newspaper's strong civic work, particularly its investigations into police brutality and Louisiana's prison industry. He said that Katrina seemed to give the paper a sense of itself for several years afterward, but he says New Orleans isn't immune, and no one is, and this slow suicide is, he says, will continue unabated until the industry swallows hard and takes its product, every last newspaper, behind a paywall.
Yeah, if your business plan relies on every newspaper going behind a paywall, anything in your industry doing something, then you've got a failed business plan.
Absolutely.
Because your competition isn't going to get on board with you. If you have four gas stations sitting on four corners of a crossroad, and you say, okay, guys, look, we're the only gas stations for 10 miles. We can charge 10 cents or 25 cents more per gallon than anybody else if you'll just keep your gas the same price I keep my gas.
It's called a cartel.
We can cartelize and we can run this corner. You know, it might work for a week if you can get everybody to agree to it, which I think is unlikely.
Talk about.
What's that audio?
I don't know. I think something happened there.
All right. Then, if you can get everybody to agree to it, then, you know, which seems unlikely, then, you know, at some point or another, some guy's going to say, you know, if I drop my price by one penny, these other guys, I'll have all their business. And yeah. Somebody's got the good corner and somebody's got the bad corner. And the guy sitting on the bad corner is going to say, darn it, Jim made this deal and now he's got the good corner and I'm not getting any business. So I need to lower my prices so I can get some of the business. And then they'll come over and the cartel's busted. Sorry.
Won't this just be like massive opportunity for people to compete? Like if Warren Buffett is successful in sort of locking down the news publications of America, won't others pop up and want to compete with that business?
Of course.
Model?
They're already there. I mean, as I mentioned before, what about Huffington Post? What about freekeen.com?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to Google and you Google for news, freekeen.com, which is my blog site, Brad, you're one of the bloggers there, is one of the sources. So if you look for if you looked the other day for Joe Biden, Free Keen came up as one of the results because he was here in Keene, and there's been some posts about him being here on Free Keen, so it came up as a news result. And so, of course, people are going to want news. News is something that people value. But the question is, do they value the source, this old media source, greater than they value the new media sources? And that's a big question mark right now. And people like Rupert Murdoch and people like Warren Buffett and this David Simon guy, they're banking on the idea that their old momentum that they have, that this old brand that they have is somehow more valuable.
For this, though, I mean, all you have to do is look at the last 10 years, what's happened with news, and you can see that people are leaving the newspaper fold. Yes,
subscriptions are down.
Newspaper has the best journalists out there, and you know, television, old media has the journalists. There's no doubt. But what needs to happen? What's going to happen? It's inevitable. What's going to happen is that new media is going to figure out some way to support these better journalists.
Now, here's the remainder of this man's quote, this David Simon, who's basically saying that the suicide of the industry will continue until every last newspaper goes behind a paywall, his vision of what the industry should be doing. He says, if not, then it's the day of the citizen journalist, he puts that in quotes, which is to say, the day of the amateur. And American institutions, or for that matter, the world as a whole, will not be held accountable by individuals doing this as a hobby.
There's some problems with citizen journalism. I'm not going to...
But are they really being held accountable today?
I was just going to say, did he just imply that the mainstream media is, like, the savior for holding the government accountable?
That's exactly what he implied. And there are some really shining examples of it, no doubt about it. I mean, you look at the Pentagon Papers from back during the Vietnam War. I mean, so there are some times when the old media journalists will target, like, a government agency and really go hard against them. But it's pretty rare that that happens. Most of them are completely lockstep. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air. I think it might have been off the air. You were talking about the union leader. This is one of the New Hampshire papers, how they basically fillet the police department.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't use that particular word, but I would say that would be a decent adjective. I mean, if your livelihood relies on obtaining information from a government source and you say something bad about it, if that source dries up, then
you get cut off.
You get cut off, so you're incentivized not to report things that the government doesn't want you to report, whereas freekeen.com, you can write anything you want.
Didn't I hear somewhere the union leader had, like, bought some kind of, or, like, donated an old building to some government? I forget what that was. There's, like, some building that they had that they decided that instead of selling it, they were just going to donate it to the government for some reason. It was just a crazy example of just how tied in these old media people are with the state.
We'll just give you a building?
Yep. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the Times-Picayune is shutting down. They are cutting staff. It's 175 years old in New Orleans. It's their daily newspaper. They're going to be switching to publishing 3 days a week. This according to the Associated Press. The 175-year-old paper announced on Thursday, that's today, the formation of a new company, the NOLA Media Group, which includes the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, its website affiliate. The announcement said there will be unspecified staff reductions. Times-Picayune, I mean, you can better believe that it's a pretty heavy atmosphere at the Times-Picayune right now.
They're waiting for that
axe to fall.
Sure.
The president of the new venture said the changes were necessitated by upheaval in the newspaper industry. He says the paper will be home delivered and sold in stores on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. The second company, Advanced Central Services, will print and deliver the newspaper. So I'm not sure if that means they're outsourcing that or if that means that they're spinning off a different subsidiary. But either way, cutting back from 7 days a week to 3 days per week.
I think that this is what you're going to see, things like this happen.
And that's major market. That's New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah.
The prison capital of the world.
That is Louisiana, the prison capital of the world. Yep. 855-450-FREE. So plenty of time for you and your thoughts here. Steve is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to kind of basically agree with you all specifically about the newspapers basically going out of business. I think the larger newspapers like the New York Times or the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, they do have the experts around the world on certain of the various issues. However, a lot of the journalists right now are really not doing their job. They're just repeating information.
It's true. In fact, hold that thought, Steve. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line for your thoughts.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrake? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Once again, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of our features. You can go and see the lady listeners, some of them, dozens of them, who listen to this radio program and prove that they listen by submitting a validated photo or video to the Shrine, which you can learn about more at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn more, just visit weusecoins.org. There's a video over there, and you can see the what they're, you know, the, how to use the Bitcoins and those kind of things. In fact, I just purchased with Bitcoins today. I bought into a stock offering, an IPO.
Really?
There's, yeah, one out there. A friend of mine is starting a company. It's called Feed Z Birds, and it's an advertising thing. And I decided, oh, you know, I'd like to try it out. Wasn't any kind of big commitment or anything like that.
And they accepted Bitcoins.
And but it's only on the Bitcoin marketplace. There's this website called GLBS. Where it's a, I don't know what the initials are, but it's a stock exchange only for Bitcoins.
Huh.
So everything's in Bitcoins. You know, everything you can imagine. So it's very interesting. Bitinstant.com, you can now, thanks to them, you can have your Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. I think there's 70,000 worldwide locations. They're in countries all over the world. Here in the United States, you can buy your Bitcoins with cash by going to any most major banks. It's bitinstant.com to go find out how to do it.
We are back with Steve listening in Massachusetts with the news being that the Times-Picayune in New Orleans is not shutting down, but they're halfway there. They're cutting from 7 days a week to just three. Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday is when the paper will be publishing. Of course, they're, you know, doing this to drive more, I guess, business online, hopefully, or to just, I guess, to save their business, to keep it from going under. And according to Pointer.org, this change is going to make New Orleans the largest U.S. city without a daily newspaper. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Steve listening in Massachusetts. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Mark.
Yeah, as you were mentioning, the financial structures of the news media outlets have to be changed. Isn't the union leader, isn't that a not-for-profit organization now? I think that was set up by trusts.
Couldn't
so
say.
They do have some trust by Loeb or whoever was the former owner, I believe. So there has to be a structural change, but the newspapers, I think, will have to be, instead of just defining themselves as newspapers or radio stations or TV stations or the ABC network, NBC, etc., you have to have information providers, whatever
right.
that information providers are on the various channels, you know, on video podcasts, cell phones. I think cell phones are going to be taking over totally. That's why some of the Hewlett-Packard, I think, is laying off, what, 8% of its people because of the iPads and also
phones. Right, because people aren't buying laptops anymore like they used
right.
to. The tablets are much are becoming much more popular, and smartphones, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, certainly all the numbers show smartphones are penetrating the marketplace in a huge way. I mean, they've been just dramatically increasing in penetration into the market, and I think it's approximately 50% of all U.S. adults have a smartphone. Or,
yeah.
no, excuse me, 50% of all phone users, I believe, have a smartphone. It's
and
crazy.
Then as the older people are dying off, you know,
right.
the young kids today, they are basically just using cell phones right now, and that's what's going to basically, you know, take over.
Right. I'd like to find out how many people under the age of 25 have picked up a newspaper in the last year.
Probably none. Seriously, I would think...
It's not none. There's a handful of them, because guys in jail who are under the age of 25 are reading the newspaper.
They've got nothing better to do.
Right.
But I think that all of this will change, and it depends on the, you know, the market that you're in. Here in Massachusetts, we have a local newspaper just reduced its size, laid off a bunch of people, and also reduced the size of the newspaper itself.
Yep.
And it's the only newspaper in this small community.
And so, what are they charging for it, by the way?
Well,
you know?
It depends. I think it's like $230 a year.
But like then, if you go to the box on the street, do you know what the current rate is there?
Oh, I think it's like 70 cents.
Yep, it's about 75 cents here in Keene, and they did the same thing over the last few years. They cut their size, they cut the number of pages, and they also increased the price.
And here's something, too. I have a, you know, online account, but if you do not have the regular hard copy printed, you're not allowed to gain access to the online internet version, which is kind of crazy.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Steve. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, sir. Yep, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, I don't think television's taken quite as hard as newspaper is, but
you mean broadcast television?
Broadcast television. I mean, they're down. There's no doubt. I mean, CNN's been, you know, saw some huge losses.
Well, CNN is cable television,
indeed.
Not broadcast television.
I agree. Understood. I'm just talking about, you know, these old media outlets that are out there. What's it going to be like?
They're taking a pounding, for sure.
And they're going to have to change. Now, they've got, like I've said many, you know, several times here, they've got the momentum, so they're going. Some of them are going to be able to change and modify themselves in order to work in this
before it's too late. Yeah.
This new marketplace, and I don't know how what it's going to look like. I've made my predictions. I think that daily newspapers need to go to the basically the free model and give their paper away, that or some figure out some way to increase their subscriber base largely so that the advertisers are, you know, more incentivized to come in and advertise.
And maybe the Times-Picayune's got the right idea here. I mean, I'm poking fun at them for cutting back, but maybe this is the right choice. I mean, what's the difference between one day and 2 days? I mean, in a world in which you can have instant access to news and information on your smartphone or your laptop or your computer, what's the difference between 24 and 48 hours? I mean, the newspaper is yesterday's news, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yep.
It's old news by definition. The moment you pick it up, it's old, old news. So what's the big deal if it's 48 hours old? I mean, I think that might be the right choice. If they can make a more robust paper every other day rather than a real crappy paper on a once-a-day basis, and if they were to take your suggestion, Mark, and go with a free every other day kind of newspaper where they get a really decent paper that's got the coupons and it's got the things that people value about newspapers, and they're offered for free. That seems like something that could work.
Even if they had, like they do, like most, like a lot of restaurants do with delivery. If they charge for delivery, mm-hmm. but give them away at these boxes for free or whatever,
right.
You know, I don't
the
know.
The Onion
how
does it. I mean, of course, they're just weeklies.
Yep.
Of course, as we were pointing out,
the weeklies
are doing well.
Well, the weeklies will send you their. I mean, a lot of weeklies will send the item to you. If you can get on their mailing list in some way, shape, or form, they'll send you their weekly for free. Bulk
really?
Mail. Yes. Absolutely.
That's really Whoa. Expensive.
Well, they don't pay the rates that you do. The United States yeah. Postal Service because is an ad venue that is supported by people who send first-class mail. So when you pay your bill with a 40-something cent stamp, I have no idea what a stamp costs these days. Shows how I pay my bills. Actually, my wife does. But when you pay, you're subsidizing these companies that send these things for pennies.
More coming up here on the death of print. Also, your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450. Be free. You take control. Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
For you to bring up anything on Free Talk Live is 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Especially if you're someone under the age of 25 who actually reads the newspaper, let alone has a subscription to it. Are you under the age of 30 and have a subscription to the newspaper?
There's not a lot of people. I'm 41, and there are not a lot of people in my demographic that read the newspaper. It's not that common. People are consuming more and more their news online.
What about if you're under the age of 25 or under the age of 30, do you visit your local newspaper online? Are you aware of its presence online? Is it something that you find yourself on here and there to get local news?
Yes.
I'm just curious about what people's habits are. Well, you're not under the age of 30.
No.
Are you?
I wish.
No, okay. I didn't think so. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the death of the newsprint, specifically daily newspapers. The weekly ones that are free are actually doing pretty well, from what I understand. But we can also take your calls about anything, as we will here with Jeremy listening in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, my local paper used to be 35 cents a day, then 50 cents, then 75 cents a day.
And in what time period have you seen those price increases? I think he just went into a really bad sell. Tell you what, Jeremy, we're going to put you on hold unless you're back. You are back? No, you're not. You're gone. So maybe he'll call back. 855-450-FREE. So I imagine a lot of people are seeing this because we just had a gentleman from Massachusetts call in, say that his local paper has cut their size and increased their rate. And this is the, cut-to-the-bone method of business that didn't work very well for radio, when radio in the 1990s, in the 1990s had consolidation. There was some rule changes at the FCC that allowed for one company to own more than a certain number of stations within a certain radius or in a certain marketplace.
Right.
And so that resulted in a lot of mom and pop stations being sold to big conglomerates, or what became big conglomerates like Clear Channel and Cumulus.
Even Clear Channel had to do some sell-offs in order to be profitable.
Later on in the last decade. Clear Channel had to cut big time. They had to cut a lot of their stations out of their portfolio, so to speak. But these stations, during consolidation, I forget where I was going with talking about consolidation.
Well, you were saying that they're cutting to the bone and cutting
Yeah. So that was kind of the method, this corporate methodology of running a business was, all right, well, we've got all these assets, these transmitters, you know, these really unique assets because of the FCC protecting the marketplace. We've got all these transmitters here, and we're just going to go ahead and slice and dice, cut our services back to as much as we possibly can, have as few staff members doing the jobs as possible, and homogenize the services, make them all sound the same. We're going to centrally program. We're going to have an oldies program director that's going to regionally program every oldies station. I mean, this is really what they decided to do. And the listeners figured it out. They had voice tracking, which happened in the late 1990s. And I know that when...
You did it.
I have done it, absolutely. And anybody that wanted to keep their job was going to do voice tracking. But when they did voice tracking, it killed a lot of positions because... What it allowed them to do, and I mean, it's smart and everything, but people figured it out. So what happened was the voice tracking allows you to record your shift, basically, and you can record the shift remotely because it's just audio files. Even in the late 90s, sending those over the internet wasn't a big deal. So my mentor in the business, who finally has his own talk show now, Bob Garrett, Zito and Garrett down in Fort Myers, he was doing a shift from Sarasota, Florida, doing another shift in Cincinnati. And actually, excuse me, it was the reverse. He ended up moving to Cincinnati and was doing a shift on his old station in Sarasota, pretending, essentially, like he was still in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And they were bringing these jocks in from other marketplaces, music DJs, in from other markets.
Well, how hard is it? Mostly you say, oh, we're going to play Crazy Train one more time. And then you push the button,
right.
And, you know.
No, it's not hard. It's not hard. But... there are certain tells that reveal that it's happening. So, for instance, if you voice tracked a shift, it's 3 in the afternoon, you're voice tracking a shift in Cincinnati for your station in Sarasota, they're going to play that back at 7 at night. You don't know what the weather is.
Sure.
So, like, if you have, like, a weather report that you got at 3 in the afternoon that you're reading as though it's actually what's happening in Sarasota, you have no idea because you're not actually there live on a microphone. So, for all you know, there's some crazy storm that came in, and you're there saying, clear sky. Looks like clear skies tonight here in Sarasota.
Did you have to do weather on your...
I never voice tracked for another station. I only voice tracked for my station.
Because I would think that they would just pipe in somebody from the weather room and, you know, Houston or something. And
they do have outsourced weather. You're absolutely right about that. I'm just giving you one example of a tell that, you know, if you're listening to a music radio station and the jock's talking about how it's supposed to be a clear night, but it's pouring rain outside, that you figured out that you're not listening to someone who's live,
People want to call in and they want to talk to somebody and it rings and rings. They want to request a song.
But few people call the station. That's obviously another tell.
But they talk.
Right. They talk to their friends. Absolutely. That's another tell. I'm just kind of giving you examples of how listeners figured out eventually.
This is how people feel lied to.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't just figure it out. They feel lied to.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as lies that radio stations tell their listeners. And so people were pretty upset about that. I remember reading news a while back that the Tampa cluster of Clear Channel stations, 98 Rock, for instance, started putting disc jockeys back on live shifts on the weekends. Because they got enough complaints from listeners that had figured out, hey, you guys are voice tracked all weekend. You know, the one live guy is the dude calling from the car show. And that's it.
Yep.
So they just pick all the music ahead of time and just
Brad's just now figuring this out.
Hey, I'm not a radio guy. I'm sitting here with two radio guys. You know, you got to help me out.
Yes. Well, that's been going on for years. Music has been picked out ahead of time for a long time.
Like, Ian was playing some of it. Like, he brought some tracks from home. He was on a mid overnight shift or something like that. You got to consider how late this is. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, you know, young guy with long hair and says, I'm going to play some of that Megadeth devil music that I really like. Uh-huh. And so he pipes in some of that stuff just for fun and gets caught by the program director.
I couldn't believe he called me on that one.
So Medlin calls in and busts him. and this is what happens. You're not allowed to play what you want to play.
Or what the listeners want either.
Right. You can't even switch the songs around.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even want you to switch the songs around.
But the point was that I was making was about consolidation and how these big corporations decided, well, we're just going to cut to the bone. We're going to cut our costs back to the bone, and we're going to pretend like our listeners aren't going to be able to tell. And so they did all this at the same time that the internet was on the rise. So the internet wasn't the same as it is today. It wasn't nearly as popular as it is today or even within the last 5 years. So we're talking about the turn of the century here as far as time frame is concerned. Radio stations are cutting back costs to the bare minimum. At the same time, audio streaming is just taking off on the internet. So at the same time, you've got these people who don't have the same constrictions. They don't have the same mentality. They don't have this, the institutional mentality that a lot of these corporate radio owners do. They're out there creating unique content on the internet, and they're offering it for free, and they're competing. And then all of a sudden, 10 years goes by, the blink of an eye in internet time. There's a lot that happens. 10 years is a blink of an eye in our lifetimes, but on the internet, that's like 100, 200, 300 years of development. And now all of a sudden you've got these radio stations that are caught up against the wall with
Pandora's getting ready to eat them alive.
Right. Pandora actually is making ratings now in marketplaces as like one of the top three radio stations in a marketplace. Just people, the amount of people listening to Pandora.
And the predictions, it's not like the predictions weren't out there. I mean, Talk has been telling music all along, hey, it's coming. The internet's coming, and it's going to eat your lunch.
So you're seeing the same thing happening in newspapers with the Times-Picayune, cutting back. We're going to cut back our staff. We're going to cut back
our... The internet's coming.
It's interesting watching all this this go on because, like you say, the internet's coming. It's unstoppable.
And the one reason that talk is so valuable in radio is it can be local. It can be national. It is unique content. There is, in whatever radio station is airing Free Talk Live right now in that marketplace, this is unique content. They're not playing Crazy Train one more time.
Yeah, and we are starting to see the smart stations are flipping from music talk radio, which, of course, is a good opportunity for shows like Free Talk Live, relatively new in the talk radio world, give us more opportunity to get on more stations. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Aliban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy those features there. And if you want, you can help support the show by going to shop with us, shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the shopping links you'll find there. That's shop.freetalklive.com. I actually just ordered something through shop.freetalklive.com today over at Amazon. There's you can get these batteries for camcorders there that are not the name brand batteries. You can get the name brand ones too, because Amazon's got almost everything. But you get the ones that aren't the name brand. You pay like a fraction of the price of the name brand batteries and get the same performance, basically. So I got like two really high capacity batteries for my video camera for less than half the cost that one brand name battery would cost.
Wow.
Through shop.freetalklive.com. And when you go to that link and shop through those links, the affiliate links there, whether it's UK Amazon, Canada Amazon, or US Amazon, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done.
Jason Osborne of SACL CAI wants to remind you to share an episode of Free Talk Live every week on your Facebook page, or you know, Twitter it out to your tweeting pals or whatever it is you do. It's SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right hand side of the page. Jason and SACL have been big sponsors of Free Talk Live for a very long time.
And we continue here. We're going to give Jeremy another shot. He unfortunately was disconnected, unexpectedly bad cell phone, I think it was. Jeremy, what were you trying to tell us before?
Hey, I just wanted to start with a brief comment that my newspaper was 5 days a week for the longest, since I've since I've lived in my hometown, and last year they switched to weekends only free. They just drive around and dump a whole bunch of copies in the boxes, and you could walk right up and get it free, and it's just once a week circulation. Like,
interesting. Now, where is this? Where is this happening?
Really, really small town, like 25 miles outside of Philly.
Got it.
But, yeah, I had a brief personal story and then a police observation.
Right.
There's like a religious teaching, or certainly like a societal value that, if you can't be trusted with a little, you can't be trusted with a lot. Different types of ways, but my mom was with a friend when she was 18 and they were at the mall. Her friend stole something. The police detained them both, brought them both to the station, had them both sign guilty plea tickets. They both were, they both pled guilty to the ticket. Now, my mom was 18 and this was in the 70s.
So your mom didn't steal anything. It was her friend that did.
Yeah, but the police just detained them both and brought them both to the station and had them both, I guess, they felt intimidated and both signed tickets to plead guilty. So her parents, she got picked up at the police station by her parents, and I kid you not, last year she applied for a job at a nursing home, and it came back in the background check, retail theft, 1970-something, and she didn't get the job.
Mm, wow. Incredible.
Yeah, and this is
just goes.
This goes, being a convicted felon, this kind of thing happens. I mean, when you're looking at two particular employees, and essentially they look the same, and you got to decide, who am I going to hire? Potential employees, I should say. Who am I going to hire? Well, if you've got some kind of little theft, even if that's 30 years ago, let's go with the other person. Whatever. I mean, they're just shooting in the dark. They don't know.
But there seems to be this belief that, well, if you can't be trusted with a little, we can't trust you. Like, well, you had a retail theft, so we can't send you in this we can't have you work in this nursing home because you might steal from. Well,
right, because you're clearly the same exact person that you were 30 years ago. I mean,
yes.
I don't know about you guys, but I've changed a lot in the last decade, let alone 5 years, 30 years. I mean, come on. Mark, you're nowhere near the same person you were when you were put in prison back in the late 80s.
No. Oh, I mean, I can't imagine anybody who's the same person as they were when they were 18.
Yeah, you continue to have your constitutional rights illegally denied just because of what happened so long ago.
Indeed.
Jeremy, what else did you want to share tonight?
But, another point was that if we could just hold the same type of standard to the police, because I watched a police officer, and this happens all the time. I'm sure you've guys seen it. I'm sure cops everywhere kind of do it because they can get away with it. They'll come up to a red light, turn their lights on, drive through the light, and then turn their lights off, and then continue to cruise.
Oh yeah, common.
I love.
You've probably done that before, haven't you, Brad?
Yes.
usually what the cops will say is that, hey, I'm on the way to a call. It's not so important that I need to turn my lights on and disrupt traffic, but I need to get through the stoplight and can't be waiting.
Yeah, right. Then you see him turn into the Dunkin' Donuts.
Brad, what do you have to say to that?
Well, there are many situations where the police are like responding to something, but don't turn their lights and siren on. Although it does increase danger, there is tactical reasons for it. Like if you're going to a domestic disturbance, you don't want to run your siren to let everybody know you're coming.
Sure.
I've done that before. I'm sure I had a good reason, though.
Yeah, and right, that's the thing the cop justifies it in their own mind too.
Sure.
It doesn't look good, though.
Jeremy. No, it looks bad.
I guess I was thinking that there was never a good time to do it. But if you're saying I could understand that there's a tactical reason. But say there's police that do that just for personal convenience because they can. Like,
oh, I will say that.
Okay. Like if they can't be trusted to be responsible in that little way. And it just made me think of them trying to say that they believe they have privacy and they don't like to be videotaped because they don't like to be videotaped because they like to write on their incident reports and they like to write on the reports their version of reality and then go to the judge and then that's the official truth. And
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and power corrupts people who aren't corrupted already, but it also attracts those who are corrupted and those who are attracted to power, and I think just the example of the cop blowing through an intersection with his lights on and then flipping them off afterwards, flipping them on and then flipping them off after the intersection is a perfect example, just a little indicator of how power can corrupt people. Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
You know, and I think that police officers can absolutely generally tell whether or not it's safe to go through an intersection or not. You know, the little red or green light isn't the best indicator necessarily of whether or not it's safe to go. But then again, I think anybody can tell whether or not it's safe to go through an intersection largely.
Let's go to Joshua, listening in West Virginia, Charleston's WVTS. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was wanting to talk to you. I called you guys about, I don't know, three or four, well, that was more than that, several months ago anyways, about running for House down in Boone County.
Okay.
And I did file a run. I am running. But I wanted to talk to you about a mandate that was pushed down from Governor Tomlin. I'm a coal miner, and they are now forcing our private companies to drug test coal miners.
Oh.
And listen, I'm not against the coal companies requiring their operators to be drug tested, simply because we got a big, prescription drug abuse problem in this area while people are at work, and it's really dangerous underground, and you can run somebody over with a piece of equipment.
I bet it is.
But, is this coming from the MSHA, or is this coming from the
coming from the state.
Yeah.
It was Governor Tomlin pushed it, which, you know, I'm not against that, but when it's mandated, if the company wants to drug test their employees, I'm all for that.
Right.
But it's mandated down, and what makes me irritable, I guess, is that we have teachers in our area cooking methamphetamine in the schools. If I was the governor, you know, myself, which that may come later on down the road, we win this race. I would push, you know, if we're going to do that, I'd at least push Republican employees having to start with myself.
It'll never happen.
Never happen.
Those government unions, they will never allow that. There have been examples of this around the country where some people have pushed to have government employees tested. I don't think it's ever happened.
Don't you care about privacy, Ian? What about the rights? What about the rights of the people involved?
Right about the rights of the taxpayers. I mean, the people,
absolutely,
the taxpayers that are mandated to get tested in their private industry. The employees that work for them, for the state, don't have to get tested because they've got rights.
Besides, drug testing the teachers isn't going to catch the ones that are cooking the meth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if you're going to drug test my brothers that are, you know, working underground digging the coldest power in America, drug test yourself.
I see where you're coming from in that if a private company wants to do it, that you know, it should be their prerogative to do it. I would still oppose it simply because that I know that these drug tests, like, for instance, marijuana, if you test positive for marijuana, it doesn't mean you're high on the job. It means that you've smoked marijuana within the last few weeks. So I would be upset about it because it would catch a bunch of who are otherwise very hardworking, productive men and women.
I agree. Yeah. I agree 110%. I guess I differ a little bit because it is a company. They own it. I'm not
impugning their ability to make the choice.
They can do it.
I just don't agree with the choice because they're going to end up firing some good employees. And I thank you, Joshua, for the call tonight. Keep us in the loop on how your campaign goes. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That is if you do anything interesting, which if you don't, then don't really care. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.